I mean, I.
One thing is that you can say beauty is the lack of ugliness. Yeah, you, beauty is not there, but if you clean it from the ugly things, what remains is beautiful. You can say cinema, the beauty of cinema is only shadowed by content, story it has to tell. Yeah, so I could say, you see, I live with my films now for many years, and with Arnulf Reiner I always feel best, because mm-hmm. it's just cinema, you see, it's and this now feeling, and it's always in every cinema, it's different. And I feel this form, you see, also about Reiner film, for me it's very difficult to speak because there is no vocabulary. Something which I learned only about, I learned about my films after I made them. It's in a way the comparison with the ship, the Columbus ship, that lands in a new country means, all right, you landed, but what is it? Yeah, you don't know yet. So I didn't know how Schwechter would look. I didn't know how Arnulf Reiner would look. And now I made Antiphon. And Antiphon told me that we have a kind of memory, which is, you could call it cinematographic memory, which memorizes these forms. I don't know, but some of you might have felt that between Arnulf Reiner and then comes Antiphon, there is a relationship, at least, yeah? And those who are more, how shall I say, gifted in that direction, they will have felt that it is yin and yang, that it is the opposite, that when, I mean, it's the easiest, is this long silence and darkness in Arnulf Reiner, and in Antiphon, it's just bright. It's the bright succession of light impulses and the sound. So that is something which now fascinates me very much, this kind of possibility of remembering such forms which are outside of the body possibly. You see, a dance, you have your body to express it. But with films, I don't have. Yeah, this I found out already with Schwechter. Huh? Schwechter, you cannot tell, you cannot sing, you cannot beat, but it's there. And our brain is capable of remembering. Yeah? So I use my films as my teachers, so to speak. And all that, of course, is an attitude which is different from the entertainer who knows his public and entertains the public. But entertainment does not bring you somewhere else. You see, when you do what you and your public know, then it's something I don't really believe in. Also in music, you have this in all the arts. When applied art is a business, is work. Yes, yes.
Mr. Kulka, you were talking about how important the metabolism